This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you willing to pay the price for Devontae? We have the cost. Good morning, 6 a.m. Club Hump Day Edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on 105.3 The Fan. Before we get to the Devontae discussion, tell us about the Cowboys' new pass rusher. They sign KJ Henry.
Yes, KJ Henry off of the Cincinnati practice squad. He was a fifth-round pick, I believe, last year out of Clemson by Washington. Spent all of training camp with them, was part of their final cutdowns, which is, I imagine, just an instance of Dan Quinn wanting his guys in there, his type of guys, and that KJ Henry didn't quite fit that. Makes sense that he ends up here. That's a guy that Jeff Skinnia was the defensive line coach for Washington last year, so is familiar with him, has coached him before, dealt with him. But high motor guy, good athlete, still raw, still trying to figure out certain things with technique, isn't always the best run defender, but a guy who most people felt like when he was drafted, like he's got the ceiling to be a starter, like not necessarily a world beater. But you thought when he was coming out, a lot of people thought, sure, could he be Dorrance Armstrong one day? Yes, he can be that guy. So not there yet, but like an investment, somebody who I think could be here past this year.
All right. Yesterday we had the discussion about Amari Cooper. You were bringing up Chuba Hubbard from the Carolina Panthers. Chuba. And we started with Devontae Adams. Well, yesterday it all played out. Devontae Adams informed the Raiders that he prefers to be traded. And according to Adam Schefter, the Raiders have told other teams they would consider it for a package, including a second round pick and additional compensation. Yesterday, we started off with a third for Devontae. And then when we got into the Amari discussion, we're like, it doesn't feel like a third should be the same for both of them. So I think we ended up with a second rounder for Devontae. I'm going to say that so we see more right. So a second and some additional compensation, according to Adam Schefter, for anyone who wants to pick up Devontae Adams.
Not for two. I don't know. Just not. He's going to be a number two. He's aging. Lombardi said he has declined.
Lombardi said his tape shows that he's not the same guy.
And you always trust what Lombardi says, Chop.
Look, I don't watch film on guys. So if somebody watches film on him and he says he's got a decent eye for this, I think he's just, a gatekeeper and old school.
Look, I have not, I'm not watching Raider games. I can't bring myself to do it. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say Devontae Adams is a one in certain spots. If he goes to Washington, he's a one. Obviously, he's not a one here over CeeDee Lamb. But I think Devontae can still be a one. He's not a definite two in my mind. Tape could prove me wrong. Brian Broaddus, if you're out for a walk, go back for an hour and watch the Devontae highlights. But in certain places, he would still be a one, like Washington or some of the other teams that we're about to talk about.
Yeah, I think he's still capable of being that guy. Like I said, I think he's still a top 10 to 15 receiver in the NFL. He's just not. There was so long where it's like Devontae Adams is one, and then it's everybody else. Like, he had that 3 years ago where people felt that way. He's just not that guy anymore.
Like, is he a one in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think he's better than Pickett still.
Pickens?
Pickens.
Pickett. Or, yeah, George Pickens. Yeah, Kenny Pickett. I'm mixing up names here, but
he's a one in Buffalo. He's a one in Kansas City. Is he a one in San Fran?
He's a three.
Yeah.
So disrespectful.
Debo's a little weird. Like, he's better than Ayuk to me. Debo's a tough question because of how inconsistent it's been with him. I'll say yes. Like, the guys I think of right off the top of my head that are better than him are the guys that we would, like, it'd be easy. It's okay, Chase, Jefferson, Lamb. But, I mean, like, I don't think it takes too long before you get down there and say, all right, now we're talking about Adams is in this range. I still think he's really good. He's just, he has stepped below that tier of Lamb and Chase and those guys.
Yeah, I'm sure he's still really good. Do you want to get a guy that's going to cost you $35 million next year who's already on a downslide? We're all admitting he's on a downer slide, more downslide than he was. And
an attitude.
You have to, he will have to restructure his deal.
Uh-huh, he will.
Whatever deal,
which means extension, which means kicking more money down the road.
No, because I mean, so he's got $35 million left. It's non-guaranteed. Anybody who trades him is not going to cut him.
Right.
But, I mean, they don't have to pay it. They could cut him in theory, but you're not going to trade for it and then the headache. So there's an interest for Davante Adams to then say, all right, let's work on a deal. Like, when you trade for him, it's just you have to put that work in before the trade is done, which is a lot of work.
So you're out.
I'm out because you just paid the quarterback $60 million. You're going to tell me that a $60 million quarterback needs $70 million in wide receivers to make this a good offense?
Yeah, to make it a great one.
Then you don't have a great, then you don't have a $60 million quarterback.
Well, we are, but like I keep telling you, we are where we are. We don't have a time machine. What are we supposed to do with it? Not sign anyone, not try to add? What do you want to do?
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, they put themselves in this position by signing them.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you got to make more mistakes to compound it.
Okay. Where are you stand?
Not for this team. If I'm another team, yes. Like for Dallas, no. For somebody else.
Why?
Because Dallas isn't a contender. And Adams doesn't change that. Adams changes that for potentially Washington. Adams, like, in terms of solidifies, you can go from being a good team to like you're actually contending and competing. Buffalo, if you're looking for a push over the top, he can do that in Buffalo. Dallas, that's not going to make up for what are a lot of really bad issues with this Cowboys team right now.
I don't know about that. I think if they do get him, I mean, it does improve where they are.
It improves where they are, but they are right now not a playoff team. It doesn't make you good enough to then say you're a Super Bowl contender.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you don't think that you don't have them in a NFC wild card, second place in the NFC East, even NFC East he's, winner. You're giving it to Washington?
I assume Dallas is finishing below 500 this year. In fact, before the year, I think I picked them 8-9. I think I've adjusted to like 7-10.
Now, not to start a second fight here.
Start it.
But doesn't that tell you something about Dak? But let me finish the question. If they get Devontae and they don't put up 28 or 30 a game, I mean, that you have by far the best wide receiver combo in the league, I think. If you could become a super offense, why would you not do that? And would you not become a super offense? And if you're not, doesn't that say something about Dak?
Well, first, I think they would be a lot better offensively if he's here. But you remember your favorite time, Team 40 Burger, and when they were putting up 39 points and then losing games, or putting up 38 and losing. Okay. And this defense is not good right now. And I do think that there's still something to be said about they clearly are concerned about their ability to protect with the passing game. The way they're calling the offense right now says they don't think they can block it up long enough because of the way that they're doing it.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Broadus asked this yesterday on G-Bag, and then he asked it to me during Love the Starts, his question that he's sitting around right now. He said, if you had a question, you were given one question that you could ask Mike McCarthy, and you were told truth serum, he is going to give you a 100% honest, in-depth answer to this. What would your question be? And my question to him would be, are you and your two-star players, CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, are you guys absolutely in line with what the offense is supposed to look like? Because if he was given truth serum and if Dak was given truth serum, the answer would be no.
So but, you're saying that this is last year again?
I'm saying there's consternation there. Like there's
you're
not
guessing
a,
there, or you're, you
no, there's not a clear vision. There's
I thought
not
Dak a, was calling the offense, though.
There's not a clear vision for what this is supposed to be right now, I don't think. Okay. I think that they are, and because of that, like, they can have another receiver here. Well, okay, if you have disagreements about what protection is and...
So what do you think the differences are amongst them?
I think that Mike doesn't trust young offensive linemen to be able to do what they need to do in the passing game.
Yeah.
And I think
Dak and
others probably have a feeling more of like,
just trust
these guys
it.
Are here. Let's trust that these guys are going to make plays for us.
Okay.
Right. Let's see.
By the way, real quick, we should ask McCarthy Friday at 6:30 if they're calling the offense differently because of their young offensive linemen.
Yeah.
I think that's a very fair and good question.
A little dramatic, but yeah.
Is that what Mike would say?
That's what Mike says to every fair question. It's dramatic.
Franklin, injury attorneys, fan text, 877-881-1053.
I'm not Nick Harris.
Can't win as a one-dimensional team. The overreaction on Washington is sickening. They're not better than the Cowboys. Can't we all agree that it's the Dallas defense that makes them bad, a team?
Yeah.
A bad team, not necessarily the offense. They don't need them. Trade for Adams, make him wide receiver one, move Lamb to the backfield. Boom, two birds, one trade. Let's see. Devontae's not going to change anything. The Cowboys trade for you. Cowboys still can't stop the run. The quarterback stinks. The Cowboys stink in general.
So the Tolos are against it. Devontae Adams, second round pick, and maybe a little bit more. Devontae went on Kay Adams' podcast yesterday, and she asked him, has Antonio Pierce reached out, your head coach, after liking an Instagram post saying that was your last snap in Vegas?
Yeah, I haven't heard from him. I haven't talked to him. So I haven't, I don't know. I don't really know exactly what that was about. Obviously, I got, you know, social media is a beast. So it's a lot of people out there that saw it and, wondering what's going on and people reaching out. And yeah, I haven't spoke to him. But, you know, it's kind of just like the weekly what's up with Tay thing. You know, it's always some sort of drama. But at the end of the day, 1-7 doesn't create any of it. So people can say what they want, but I'm just chilling, trying to be the model for, you know, not stirring the pot and just locking in and doing what I got to do.
He should be Pete Rose banned from football for referring to himself as 1-7.
1-7 doesn't start it. Dude, you're malcontent powder. You are a pouter there on the sidelines, and you put yourself in this position. I told you, don't leave Green Bay. Don't leave the quarterback.
1-7 doesn't create any of it.
But you misjudge the Raiders, and you misjudge Derek Carr. So there you go. Now you can sit in it. But yeah, he's got an attitude problem I'd be afraid of. And Antonio Pierce not reaching out yet.
Do you buy the conspiracy theory that Antonio Pierce, I heard them talking about it with Maggie and Perloff, but I've heard it elsewhere. The conspiracy theory that Antonio Pierce liked that Instagram post on purpose. Like, yeah, let's like it. Let's get this ball rolling so that he will be upset.
Oh, I could buy it.
He's a little bit of a like mental warfare guy, Pierce. I could see him doing that on purpose.
Absolutely.
All right, I've been saving up this audio. I was dying for the documentary to come out. It's out. I watched all of it. I think I binged it even before Kevin Hagelin. I'm going to take you through the audio of Vince, Mr. McMahon. Next on Sean and RJ, we got State Fair tickets to hook you up with. We got a Steelers Insider at 7:20, Power Rankings at 8, and it's a Meet Church Wednesday as well. Take you inside this Mr. McMahon documentary after this.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's better over.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.